Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Montpelier winner Trey Osborne. Then we'll speak with Rodney Childers about his experience at the Cars Tour race. And we'll have a conversation with first-time 410 winner from Knoxville, Ryan Timms. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at Eldora in Ohio. The World of Outlaws win to David Gravel. The USAC victory to Brady Bacon. Four in a row now for Rusty Schlenk at Attica. Max Stambaugh wins at Limaland. Hunter Feltner and Oscar McCowan victorious at Isom, Kentucky. Bedford, Pennsylvania, Kenny Edkin gets it done. U.S. 24 in Indiana, Cole Kirkman and Brexton Bush amongst the winners. The Lucas Oil Series at Circle City to Brandon Overton. Javier King parks it at Victory Lane at Speedrome. Independence, Iowa, Dallin Murdy and Cullen Hibden amongst the winners, while Jeremiah Davis, the checkers at Hawkeye Downs. 34 Raceway, Austin Becerra wins there, and at Quincy, Illinois. A pair for Jason Fager, Farmer City and Fairbury. Bob Gardner wins at Peoria, while in Missouri at Doe Run, it's Wyatt Hicks, and at Lake Ozark, Dawson David. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of the most amazing drives of the weekend. 37 cars entered, all 410 sprint cars on a 100-plus-year-old racetrack in eastern Indiana, Montpelier Speedway, moving up 10 spots to take the win. Our guest on the ProFab hotline from Montpelier Speedway, Trey Osborne. Trey, all we hear is it's hard to pass in any kind of racing, and on a 25-lapper on a tight little bull ring like that, how did you get around these guys? I mean, did half of them wreck on, you know, right away? What was the magic?
No, not really. I just kind of had my own line right around the tractor tires for the first half of the race. And when that went away, we had to move up. But I got lucky there at the beginning where I was able to pick off a majority of them.
Wow. Passing 10 cars in total on his way to victory at Montpelier Speedway. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Trey Osborne. They call him Tall, one of the taller racers in the open sprint car world in and around. Remind me, how tall are you now?
I was 6'8". Now I'm 6'6". I broke my back and lost 2 inches, but we're still pretty tall, but it did make it easier to fit in race cars.
A little more aerodynamic now, our guest, Trey Osborne, 2 inches closer to the ground and taking it all the way to victory lane at Montpelier Speedway. His first win after that damaging crash last season, and all the way back now to victory lane, passing 10 cars at Montpelier Speedway. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So in the time back, you know, I kind of seen your name a second, a third here, there, and to get this win now after all the medical issues and you know, all the things it takes to physically come back, how rewarding and special is this victory to Trey Osborne?
I don't even know how to put it into words. I mean, it was pretty incredible. Montpelier is a place I like a lot. You know, just how old it is, right? And the people I was able to beat there. And it was the one I really had to work for, which all the other ones have just been where I've kind of ran away. So it felt good to just actually really have to outdrive people for a win.
Well, and outdrive him he did, picking up 10 spots in a 410 sprint car in a tight bull ring in eastern Indiana, Montpelier Speedway. Our guest on the ProFab hotline, Trey Osborne, parking it in victory lane. And, you know, I've got to imagine that anytime you rehab, whether it's just a bruise or a pinky, much less, you know, a back injury and such, there's got to be some tough moments there. How were you able to pull through, and how does this come and reward you for the extra effort to come back?
It was definitely tricky. My girlfriend Elena helped me through all of it. She was able to, you know, still have a job, right? I wasn't able to have a job, and we got kicked out and had to move out like immediately right after that happened. So We didn't have any money really, but we got lucky, found a place we could afford to rent, and we were able to make it happen last year, but we weren't really able to put a lot of money towards racing. So, but now we're in a better position financially and just with the shop and everything where we're really able to go after it this year.
Well, and go after it he did, lap after lap, and quickly 25 laps will go by in the blink of an eye at a tight bull ring like Montpelier Speedway, and moving up 10 spots to get that win. Trey Osborne, our guest. If you're looking for somebody to hang your hat on, a blue collar guy, he is certainly one of them. That story right there will make a fan out of almost anybody, and certainly a true-to-life heroic move to be able to overcome and to take this big victory last weekend. But, you know, there's pictures, you know, of you growing up. You weren't always 6 foot whatever. You know, you were a smaller guy. What advantages, what's been the ups and downs as you've kind of, you know, ascended in this this lofty height that you have now?
Well, I used to be able to fit in midget race cars, and I started racing those when I was 12. First few midget races I ran, I actually sat on phone books. So I was really short back then. Obviously, I don't even fit in midgets anymore. It's definitely a challenge more than a help with anything racing related. From anything like just fitting in race cars to having to buy extra height trailers, so when you're running in and out of the trailer, you don't whack your head on it. No, it's tricky.
Those would be things that we wouldn't think about. You're just, you know, bonk your noggin trying to get in and out of not just your race car, but your racing trailer. But I am those phone books, man, 12 years old, having to sit on them in a midget to race, and then the inspirational story now coming full circle from back problems last year after a tough crash all the way to parking it in victory lane at Montpelier Speedway. Trey Osborne, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can folks find you on the internet so they can get behind you?
TreyOsborneRacing.com for merchandise, and then Trey Osborne Racing on, you know, Twitter, X, whatever it is, Instagram and Facebook.
You'll go more racing this year. This isn't the end of it, right?
Hopefully we can run 50 or 60 more races. It's just kind of weather dependent.
Trey Osborne, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, winner at Montpelier Speedway. Appreciate you taking the time to do it. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday. Cookout, always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Coca-Cola and, of course, our friends at Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Rodney Childers, who spent the weekend last weekend up in Altamaha and Ossipee, North Carolina, a couple little towns that are the home to Ace Speedway, and the Cars Tour came to visit. Before we get to chatting about that, a lot of folks have seen Rodney Childers out there on Sundays and on the big stage and things like that, but where did you get your love, Rodney, for grassroots racing?
Yeah, I mean, it really just come from my background, you know, when I raced go-karts as a young kid and then moved up to late model stock cars and then the URA and the Slim Jim All-Pro Series. Like, all of that stuff has just always meant so much to me. And trying to keep late model stock cars, you know, going is really important to me.
Man, URA, Slim Jim All-Pro, a couple of the great historic grassroots pavement series that there ever was. And we're chatting with Rodney Childers about his adventure this past weekend at the Cars Tour race at Ace Speedway. And I saw a post, and really what launched the idea to have this was you posted, "Today was fun." How cool was your experience there at Ace Speedway working with Landon Lewis and the KHI crew? How was it fun?
Yeah, I mean, really, the whole week was fun. You know, when I got to the shop on Tuesday, the car was still tore up from Orange County, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe we're taking this thing this weekend. But, you know, all the guys did a great job of getting it back together. And really what's fun to me is just going back through all the details, you know, trying to maximize the car, whether it's the chassis side of it, the geometry side of it, shock springs, body, you know, all that stuff is just a lot of fun. And, you know, especially when we got to the racetrack and was able to tune on it all weekend long and continue to make it better every single time we went on the racetrack, that's really what makes it rewarding.
I don't hear the words geometry a lot with young people nowadays and such, to divert a little bit from the process. But, you know, how do you get kids to think about geometry that may be dreaming of being a racing crew member? You know, what was the math coefficient that got you involved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just learning that stuff as at a young age, like even in go-karts, you know, the geometry in the front end is important. So, you know, driving for a factory team when I was young, I had to learn that stuff because we were building new go-karts every week and all that. And, you know, when I got to move to the stock cars, you know, I continued to learn more and more. And then obviously when I got to the cup level, man, it was like, you know, full-blown fire hydrant, you know, just pouring all the information at you can handle. So, you know, it's always been important, you know, with the low ride height rules, it's not as important as it used to be, but still very important.
Math is still important and all the rest that goes above the basic math. And we're chatting with Rodney Childers, a guy that knows more than a thing or two about geometry and the math that goes into it. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, the Cars Tour, certainly a popular tour. It's on Flow Racing TV. How about the overall experience with the Cars Tour this weekend? What was that like for you?
It was great. You know, just, you know, Ace Speedway in general, they've got such a nice facility and you can tell they just care so much about it. The landscaping all the way down to the bathroom doors being freshly painted, you know, it's just an extremely nice place. And man, it's nice to go to places like that. And you can just feel that they care. And that means a lot to me just to keep the short track racing going. And, you know, the other side of it too, is just the Cars Tour, you know, they do a great job of running those shows. You know, we were faced with some adversity with the rain coming. They moved the race up a couple hours and we were able to get both races in. So just, you know, a fun afternoon, a fun weekend, well-organized and, just, you know, great to be there with those guys.
Rodney Childers on the profabrication.com hotline. Spent the weekend, actually a little more than the weekend, as a part of the Cars Tour experience there with the KHI crew and driver Landon Lewis, who ended up winning the event. Now, Landon's, you know, a young up-and-coming, just out of his teens kind of young guy. What was it like to communicate with him as, you know, one of these young generation drivers that, you know, maybe does more on their tablet than, you know, a notepad?
Yeah, Landon is such a good kid and, you know, so well-mannered and works extremely hard over there at the shop on these race cars. And you can tell he wants it bad. And to be able to work with somebody like that, to hopefully, you know, pass some knowledge along, you know, that he can use on down the road in his future. But also just learning how to communicate and how to talk about the race car, what things are important, what things aren't. You know, a lot of the young guys, they want to just always talk about the middle of the corner when really the entry and exits where you gain your most speed. So, you know, some of that was fun to go through and like I said, communicate with him, and he gives great feedback and he did a great job in the race, and I can't wait to see what he does in the future.
Well, congrats to Landon Lewis and the entire KHI team, of which we're chatting with Rodney Childers, who was a part of that group at the Cars Tour race at A Speedway last weekend when Landon crossed the finish line and took the checkers there. A lot of parts and pieces of cars today. We talk about prefabrication, headers, exhaust, and all the Gasco gaskets all the time on this show. But there's so many more different styles, technology developing since your driving days. What is one or more of the parts and pieces that today's cars have that, you know, you kind of like and wish you'd had one of your hot rods back then?
Yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed messing around with the shocks, you know. I mean, it's such an important part of every car, every truck, you know, whether it's on the road, whether it's on the racetrack. There's just so much to gain there. And, you know, I think, you know, that has always kind of fascinated me. I like to be able to work on that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's where you make a lot of good gains, too. So,
Let me leave the parts side there, and with about 20 seconds left, give you the last word. Rodney Childers on the profabrication.com hotline. What would you tell fans about grassroots racing that haven't been, from your perspective, about today's grassroots?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just great racing, you know. I mean, they put on great shows every Friday, Saturday night at a lot of local short tracks. And if you've never been, it's great to go check it out and let your kids, you know, see it and hopefully keep this sport going.
Perfect way to end this. Thanks a lot for joining us, Rodney Childers, on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them. The ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
One of the most iconic moments in the history of the sport. Your dad and David Pearson racing for the win at Daytona 76.
I learned more from my dad in that moment than probably all the years of being his son before that. Ran that race, comes down to the last lap. Pearson passes Petty. Petty passes Pearson. My dad passes him going into turn three, sweeps up in front of him. They kind of cross over. They get together coming out of turn four. Even though they're running 180, 90, 200 miles an hour, it's the most slow motion wreck in the history of time. As you watch my dad spin and spin down into the grass, you watch Pearson's car with the front end just caved in, come to a stop. And we all leave pit road and run out to the grass. You can see it's myself, it's Barry Dodson, it's Wade Thornburg, it's Dale Inman. We run out and we push the car across the line. We didn't know that if you help the car across the line on the last lap, you're penalized the lap. So if you go back and look at that, my dad finished one lap down in the Daytona 500 that year.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his first 410 sprint car win at the famed Knoxville Raceway. Ryan Timms. Hey, Ryan, congratulations on the win. Welcome to the show. I know you've been on the big stage with the Extreme Outlaw Series, certainly the High Limits, the World of Outlaws and such, but Knoxville seems to hit differently, especially to a first-time winner. What made this one that much special for you? What was the experience like?
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I mean, I've been growing up going to Knoxville Nationals since I was about 12, 13 years old. So I've always kind of been around it. We've always raced there a little bit. I've always thought it was the coolest place to win at, or at least one of them, and definitely the most difficult place to win at. So it kind of took a day or two to really set in and realize that I actually won there.
Do you get a lot of texts that, like, does Kinzer text you, Wolfgang, Swindell, the veterans and such? Yeah. Do people come that you didn't even know had your number and text you and message you?
Yeah, there's a lot of people I didn't know had my number that I get texts from. No Steve Kinzer or Doug Wolfgangs, but, I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Heck yeah, those guys are awesome, and awesome is what Ryan Timms is in becoming more and more of each and every day. He wins his first 410 sprint car race at the Knoxville Raceway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He's also one of Flow Racing's 20 under 20 list for this year. In fact, he is a top five in that. When that came out, does that add to, the swagger, or does it put a little bit of pressure to kind of live up to one of the top five young guys in the biz right now?
I thought it was cool. I wouldn't say it adds pressure or it boosts my confidence a little bit. You know, it's cool to see my name up there, especially as one of the top guys. But I try not to really think about that, honestly. I mean, at the end of the year last year was when I really kind of, it was when I got together with this 10 car, and then was when we kind of popped off, basically. just when it went kind of crazy, and we were doing really well, had a lot of success. And then all of a sudden I was the talk of the town real quick. And it was really neat. I thought it was cool. But, I just try to go race by race. And
it's fun to have that recognition, but it doesn't really make you any faster on the track. But he's fast enough. Ryan Timms, the winner at Knoxville Raceway over the last weekend, one of the Flow Racing 20 under 20. And it is certainly one of the honors for any young driver coming up to be noted in that. And as Ryan said, it is definitely one to be noticed. But, on the track, you still got to take care of biz and such. And making the transition, Ryan, by the way, is on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And if I haven't said it, ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. You mentioned transitioning to this new team over the end of last season into this year and such. The team pretty well set, but what about the driver? What did you, personally put on yourself to step up and do even better? Was there something now that you're focused on improving that's bringing you wins like you got there against the likes of Brian Brown at Knoxville? That's incredible.
Honestly, I feel like the main transition for me this year has been going from the midget to the midget being the priority to now solely focusing on sprint car racing. It's a big big difference in driving style, I'd say. And I've raced sprint cars for a couple years now, and it's not like I'm new to it, but it's definitely different going from switching from midget one weekend to sprint car back to midget, going back and forth all the time to now I only got this one car to focus on and this one thing to kind of try and perfect. So that's been a little bit of a learning curve, but after this weekend I'm feeling really confident and really, really excited to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, when you beat the likes of Brian Brown on the track at Knoxville, No matter what, that has got to be something that is a lifetime achievement, a bucket list, if you will. And Ryan Timms got that check mark off on his bucket list, winning last weekend at Knoxville Raceway in the 410 Sprint Car. What is next for Ryan Timms' bucket list, or something on it? You've won at Houston. It's, you know, what is the next mile marker, if you will, for what you want to do?
I'd have to say a national sprint car win, meaning high limit or world outlaw, would definitely be next on the bucket list.
I think those would be ones. Yeah, those would be certainly good ones. Ryan Timms, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Knoxville Raceway 410 Sprint Car winner from last weekend. If you could talk to the Ryan Timms that was running micros back in the day, what would you say to him now, and you know, to any driver running in those series, that, you know, one word of advice that you would like to pass on?
I'd probably just have to tell myself, just enjoy it, honestly, whether it works out or not, and you achieve your goals or dreams, whatever. Just enjoy where you're at and enjoy the process, and take what's given to you, and try to make the most of it.
And great words of advice from Ryan Timms, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can we follow you on the internet?
Ryan Timms Racing on all platforms, pretty much. And if it's not Ryan Timms Racing, my personal page, which would just be Ryan Timms.
Wow. And a great one to follow. This is a career that continues to get better and better, from his Flow Racing 20 under 20 top five to now the victory at Knoxville Raceway. Ryan Timms, appreciate you being our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, plenty of racing going on all across the country. Tracks opening up, more tracks opening up in the coming weeks. It is a great time to get out, support grassroots racing. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.